Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 14, Friday. 2019, day 164. Today's topic, be a Barnabas to raise up your soul to become Paul. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 132, verses 13 to 18, 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 20 to chapter 13, verse 34, Acts chapter 9, verses 26 to 43, Proverbs 17, verse 6. Today's main passage, Acts chapter 9, verses 26 to 31. When he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord and that the Lord had spoken to him. And now in Damascus, he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. So Saul stayed with them and moved about freely in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. He talked and debated with the Hellenistic Jews, but they tried to kill him. When the believers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened, living in the fear of the Lord and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It increased in numbers. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listener, I invite you to think about what if Saul, without Barnabas, what would become of him? The answer might be, he would not have no one. He would have no one to accept him. He would not have Barnabas as the first one to give him encouragement, because the meaning of Barnabas' name is encourager. He would not have Barnabas as his mentor to teach him, lead him, and walk with him. He would not be able to escape because he was without any brothers. And might be there won't be any Paul in the history. May you be a Barnabas, raising up your soul to become Paul. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be a Barnabas, raising up our soul to become Paul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your action to be a Barnabas, raising up your soul to become Paul? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's important message. May the Lord bless you.